the steps that the minister took were meant to help solve the problem. It doesn't mean he was encouraging the perpetration of violence. Before even the suspension came, this morning, we issued a press statement and we were warning any potential miscreant who was then on venting violence in the region that the party was fed up with these acts and we're going to ensure that we keep the party in order. We cannot just get up and disturb the peace of the region in the name of party politics. Guys, what happened was just a simple matter and we expected those concerned to have followed this process. If there was a problem with the election of the electoral area coordinator, there was a need for you to write a petition to the region. And we received several of such petitions and we have dealt with them. So we were expecting that a petition or maybe some kind of protest would have been sent to the regional party for redress. Rather than jumping into a vehicle and coming to somebody's office to launch an offensive.
Do you have information on the whereabouts of the guys who attacked the NADMO office as we speak?
I was supposed to have been handed over to the police this morning. With the terms of events, I cannot say where they are.
As a party, what do you intend to do about the suspension of the regional minister?
As we have not met yet, maybe when we meet, a decision will be taken as to which way we would go. We are most likely to make an appeal to the president to rescind the decision.
Communication officer of the NPP in the Upper West Region, Omar Nuhu. Meanwhile, security analyst Adib Sani has advised the political leaders to walk the talk. Mr. Sani said without the commitment of leaders, fighting the conquer of vigilantism would not be achieved.
Violent activities that happened with the Ashanti Regional Security Coordinator, the president was categorical on the security agencies to expedite action without recourse to any political interference or whatever it is. So these are some of the things we want to see. Let's go beyond the rhetoric. Let's do the work. Because without the commitment towards fighting this counter or this scourge of vigilance in the country, we are not moving an inch forward.
Adib, this is not the first time we are witnessing such an incident. We've seen many of them over the past 1 year. What does the present action mean?
It's a clear of the fact that we are no longer going to just constrict ourselves to bickering and rhetoric, but we are taking action. Because the problem has always been suspicious of the involvement of politicians and the activities of these regimes. And it made it extremely difficult for the police to do their work because, you know, once the NDC group or an NPP group, it demotivates them. So the fact that we've had the president himself coming in and asking him to step aside while investigations are being conducted, I think it's a good call.
But how do you reconcile the fact that the regional minister is the head of the Regional Security Council and that he has some powers or authority to interfere or advise the police as to how to go about their duties?
The fact is, indeed, he's the chairperson of RECSEC, and whatever decision it is, especially when it comes to security issues of this nature, it has to be in consultation as a matter of principle with that of the committee. But let me also add that whatever action or inaction it is, it doesn't have to be inimical or detrimental to the security of the state.
Security analyst Adib Sani. For his part, governance expert Fred Odrojako said the president's action to suspend the regional minister is in the right direction, adding that this shows that the president does not condone acts of vigilantism.
I think it is a message to his appointees that he means business about dealing with vigilantism. That seems to be the number one problem the government has faced. And by and large, we should accept that part of the reason why it's been difficult for the government to deal with that problem stems from the fact that the people who commit these crimes tend to come from within their own party, for which reason it's been very difficult, particularly if you are a frontline activist, like perhaps the regional minister, who dealt with some of these boys on a day-to-day basis. They know them personally, they know their families. And some of such incidents occur. So I think it's a message to the appointees of the president that this problem has gone on for so long and we must draw a line under it and stop it. So I think it's a call in the right direction.
How do you react to suggestions that this action by the president might be too high-handed because the minister himself handed the guys over to the police?
We shouldn't look at it just from what is happening today. In fact, he said it openly that these activities should not be tolerated. I believe he might have warned his appointees not to attempt to shield some of such alleged lawbreakers. So if after all that, and there is this open disregard for that, he needs to take immediate action to send a word to everybody involved that I won't tolerate this any longer.
Governance expert Fred Odrejako.